Okay, girl, buckle up, because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we need to talk about Robert Pattinson, because, girl, our Twilight King just turned the big 4-0 on May 13th, and honestly, I'm having an entire moment about this. Like, can we just pause for a second and acknowledge that Edward Cullen is now 40? The audacity of time. But listen, our brooding vampire is living his absolute best life with Suki Waterhouse, and I am here for every single second of it. These two have been serving us romance goals for years now, and not them being all low-key about it. Like, Robert went from being this mysterious heartthrob who couldn't escape the Twilight shadow to being this sophisticated, artistic king who's absolutely glowing with love. And Suki, don't even get me started on how gorgeous she is. The woman is a literal model and musician, and they just fit, you know? Like, when I see them together, I'm not getting those weird forced couple vibes that some celebrities give us. I'm getting genuine happiness, and it makes my little romantic heart sing. What I love about their relationship is how they've kept it so private, but not in a weird, secretive way. They're just living their lives, being cute, and letting us catch glimpses here and there. That's how you do celebrity romance, people. Take notes. Okay, so moving on, because we need to discuss this American Idol drama, and I am living for Mama Bear energy. So Keela Richardson came in third place on American Idol, and her mom Katja went off on Facebook saying her baby was robbed. Girl, I am screaming! Listen, I haven't watched American Idol religiously in years, but when a mom gets on Facebook to defend her child, that is peak entertainment for me. Like, imagine scrolling through Facebook and seeing someone's mom going full protective mode over a singing competition. The passion, the dedication, I respect it. Now, I don't know enough about Keela's performances to say whether she was actually robbed or not, but what I do know is that third place on American Idol is nothing to sneeze at. That's still incredible exposure and a launching pad for a music career. But also, I get it. When you're a parent and you think your child deserved better, you're going to speak up. What kills me is that she posted this on Facebook. Not Twitter, not Instagram stories, Facebook. That is such peak mom energy, I cannot even handle it. I bet she tagged like 15 family members in that post too. Auntie Carol probably commented with 3 prayer hand emojis and a "so true, hun." But honestly, good for Katja for supporting her daughter. In this industry where everyone's ready to tear you down, having a mom who will go to bat for you on social media is actually quite sweet, even if it's a bit extra. Right, so now I need to talk about Matthew Rhys, because this man has touched on something that has been bothering me for ages. The American star has come out swinging against people who play videos out loud in public, and I am ready to start a fan club for this man. Girl, if you are one of those people who sits on the tube playing TikToks at full volume, Matthew Rhys and I are both judging you. Like, the sheer audacity of thinking the entire world wants to hear your random videos. We don't. Get some headphones. Matthew called it out of control and said if we're not schooling people about this, it's going to get even worse. And you know what? He's absolutely right. Like, when did we collectively decide that public transport and restaurants and cafes became our personal entertainment centers? I was in a coffee shop last week, and this woman was having a full FaceTime conversation on speakerphone while I'm trying to work. The disrespect! And don't even get me started on people who take calls on speaker in public bathrooms. There are levels to this madness. What I love about Matthew speaking out about this is that he's not being a grumpy old man about it. He's genuinely concerned about basic courtesy and respect for others. And as someone who's Welsh, you know he's being polite about it, even while calling it out. This is the kind of celebrity activism I can get behind. Forget about abstract causes for a minute, and let's tackle the real issues affecting our daily lives. Like people who don't understand that public spaces require a basic level of consideration for others. I'm thinking we need to start a movement here. Maybe some public service announcements featuring Matthew Rhys teaching people about headphone etiquette. I would fund that campaign myself. Now let me end on something absolutely adorable, because we need to cleanse our palates after all that public annoyance talk. Mandy Moore has revealed that she vents to her mother-in-law, and honestly, this is relationship goals. Okay, so Mandy is married to Taylor Goldsmith, And apparently, his mom, Kathy, is just the most understanding, supportive mother-in-law in existence. Like, can we just acknowledge how rare this is? Most people spend their entire marriages trying to navigate tricky mother-in-law relationships, and Mandy's over here having therapeutic sessions with hers. First of all, this tells me everything I need to know about Taylor as a person. If his mom is the type of woman that Mandy feels comfortable opening up to, that means he was raised right. Good men come from good families, and this is just proof. But also, imagine having a mother-in-law who's actually supportive and understanding instead of, well, you know how some mother-in-laws can be. Mandy's living in a whole different universe from the rest of us. What I love about this is that it shows how blended their families have become. It's not just about marrying your partner anymore. It's about genuinely becoming part of each other's families. And when that works, it's absolutely beautiful. Plus, let's be real. Sometimes you need someone who's got a little distance from your immediate situation, but still cares about you. Mother-in-laws can be perfect for that if you've got a good relationship. They've got wisdom. They care about your happiness because it affects their child's happiness, and they're not going to judge you the way your own mom might. I'm just imagining Mandy calling up Kathy like, "Girl, let me tell you what happened today." And Kathy probably makes her a cup of tea and listens to everything. That is wholesome content, and we need more of it in Hollywood. This is what healthy family dynamics look like, people. Take notes because this is rare and beautiful and something to aspire to. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!